This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch the Land Port Management System, LPMS, in New Delhi today. This initiative reflects the government's commitment to smart border management, aiming to enhance efficiency, transparency and security in cross-border trade and passenger movement through technology-driven solutions. The Ministry of Home Affairs said the launch of Land Portal Management System will be a landmark step in India's move towards a modern, technology-enabled border management system. The International BRICS Agriculture Conference is set to begin in Indore, Madhya Pradesh today. Agriculture ministers, senior officials and experts from 21 countries are taking part in the conference. These include Brazil, China, Russia and South Africa. More from our correspondent.
Agriculture ministers, senior officials and experts from 21 countries are taking part. These include Brazil, China, Russia and South Africa. The conference runs till June 13. It begins with the meeting of the Agriculture Working Group. Key topics include food security, farm innovation, climate-friendly farming, agriculture trade and empowering small farmers. On June 12, a special dialogue among agriculture ministers will be held. It will focus on food security through small farmers, women and youth. On June 13, the main ministerial meeting of BRICS nations will take place. A joint document on agriculture cooperation and innovation will be prepared. Foreign delegates will also get a taste of Indore's rich culture and heritage. They will visit historic sites like Rajwada, Chappan Dukan, Sarafa and Mandu. Abhinav Goyal, Akashvani, Bhopal.
Union Coal Minister G. Kishan Reddy has stated that the 12 years of the Narendra Modi government have brought about a major transformation in India's coal and mining sector. Addressing a press conference at Film City in Hyderabad yesterday, he said, India has achieved a record coal production of 1 billion tons, making it the world's second largest coal producer. Mr. Reddy said coal imports have declined over the past 2 years, leading to savings of around 60,000 crore rupees. He added that the government is promoting coal gasification through incentives worth 46,000 crore rupees to reduce dependence on imported fertilizers and natural gas. The President has appointed 3 ministers to the Council of Ministers of Puducherry on the advice of the Chief Minister. According to a Gazette notification issued by the Ministry of Home Affairs yesterday, All India NR Congress MLAs P. Rajavelu and VP Shiva Kulundu and BJP MLA GNS Rajasekaran have been appointed as ministers in the Puducherry government. World Health Organization WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is currently in Uganda to personally assess the country's readiness to respond to the ongoing Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, and to support enhanced cross-border coordination. The WHO chief engaged with the UN country team in Uganda is strengthening coordination and reinforcing collective preparedness and response efforts. In a social media post, he informed that out of the 19 confirmed cases so far, 14 were among people who entered from DRC and 5 are Ugandan nationals. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heatwave conditions in the northwestern and northern states today, including West Rajasthan and Vidarbha today. Meanwhile, southwest monsoon further advanced into some parts of the west central and east central Arabian Sea, Maharashtra, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh and some parts of Telangana yesterday. Coastal Karnataka, Keralam, Mahe and north and south interior Karnataka may experience heavy rain today. Thunderstorms and lightning are expected in Arunachal Pradesh, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, parts of Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal and Northeast India today. And in women's cricket, India defeated West Indies by 26 runs in their first warm-up match ahead of the ICC Women's T20 World Cup in Cardiff, UK, yesterday. India will next phase host England in their next warm-up fixture tomorrow. The women in blue will kick off their T20 World Cup campaign against arch rivals Pakistan at Edgbaston on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.